From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. South Florida Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart has been tapped to join a special panel investigating the wave of young immigrants flooding into the United States. Matt Laszlo has this report.
Many people were surprised when the Obama administration announced nearly 50,000 unaccompanied minors crossed into the U.S. this year alone. But Diaz-Balart says it wasn't news to him.
It should not come to as a surprise to anybody. In September, I was in McAllen, Texas, and there I ran into, I saw these kids. The Border Patrol was telling me, hey, this is increasing rather dramatically.
The administration is rejecting Republican calls to deploy more National Guard and Coast Guard to deal with the crisis. Estimates that more than 100,000 kids may cross the border next year has lawmakers scrambling to find a solution. Diaz-Balart says a part of the solution has to come from the State Department, not Congress.
And has the Mexican government not noticed it? Have they not been aware of what's going on in their own country? So I think we need to have a serious conversation, obviously with the governments of Guatemala, Honduras, but also Mexico, to deal with this in a serious fashion. As of now, we've seen no action from the White House.
Diaz-Balart has tried to cobble together a bipartisan compromise on immigration reform, but says his fellow Republicans resist it because of concerns over border security. And he says this latest crisis isn't helping him win over any support. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
If you have no plans yet for the July 4th weekend, we'd like to invite you to a real dive. The Aquarius Reef Base is the only underwater research lab in the world. It lies 60 feet below the surface of the Florida Keys. And on July 3rd, WLRN and the Miami Herald will hold a live webcast with Fabian Cousteau. He's the grandson of Jacques Cousteau. We'll be chatting with him about what it's like to live and work under the sea. Please visit WLRN.org for more information. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.